Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
I've been part of Bay Area music for 40 years. In the 1970s, I discovered the Mabuhay High Gardens. This North Beach restaurant by day, punk rock club by night, hosted that decade's legendary musicians. In my ripped Iggy Pop t-shirt, I was hanging around with the best. By the 80s, I'd sung in about 10 bands, some for years, others for days. As the 80s became the 90s, I stumbled into the San Francisco drag counterculture, singing alongside artists who had a genius for style and witty lines. The brilliance of many of these performers was lost to the ravages of AIDS, so by the time the aughts rolled around, I kept singing. But with all those names crossed out in my address book, I felt a little too sad to rock out anymore. A nightclub owner suggested a Judy Garland cabaret act, and to my surprise, it was a hit. And I've been performing as Judy for over 20 years, but live cabaret doesn't play well with COVID. And I haven't had a gig in more than a year. These days, I work in a grocery store, performing for an audience of one in my checkout lane. I've gone from counterculture to checkout counter, a grocery store Auntie Mame. My youngster coworkers love hearing stories of the 70s. At least I hope they do, when the city was filled with outrageous originality, not total e-business solutions. I didn't think 20 years as Judy Garland would help me get through a pandemic, but they have, and I'm hoping we all wake up from this bad dream soon to hear that clang, clang, clang of the trolley again. And you'll be there, and you, and you, and you'll be there. With a perspective, I'm Connie Champagne.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leaf Cabracer, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.